Gamertag Radio listeners, join me on my exclusive session on Bright called Podcasting 101, Building Your Community. I know we have a lot of listeners that want to start their own show, start their own podcast. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to market, how to get new listeners, etc. So join my session Tuesday, June 22nd, 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you could join and ask questions, learn from me. I've been podcasting now over 16 years. And there's going to be a lot of people there. The last session we had a lot, and we had a great conversation about how to market, to do certain things, certain tricks to get new listeners, how people could discover your show, etc. So this is your opportunity right now, exclusively on Bright. All you have to do is go to this episode under the description here, and I have the link to where you go to the website and reserve your ticket. Only have a certain amount of tickets available. It's up to you now. Want to join and meet other podcasters and other content creators are going to be also attending this event. So June 22nd, Tuesday, June 22nd at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Spread the word, and I'll see you there exclusively, once again, live on Bright.
Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005. You're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio. This is your host, Danny Pena. And look, this is a crazy week because of E3, Summer Game Fest, so many announcements coming up all this week and through the weekend. And I think early next week is when everything's going to end. But Microsoft invited me to a special, it's a briefing for content creators and also the media. So it's a very small group of people that got to watch this digitally online. And there's a lot of cool things that was announced there. This is not going to be similar to the things that we're going to hear when the official digital showcase happens this Sunday or during E3. This is a totally different thing, but there was some great conversation there with Phil Spencer, Satya Nadella, Sarah Bond, Matt Booty, and the whole team. So it's a great conversation. I'm going to be talking about it here only on Gamertag Radio. But first, head over to GamertagRadio.com, post your comments and feedback, and you can listen to our past episodes and make sure to share with your friends, let them know about GTR. You could also find us on any podcast app. All you have to do is just search for Gamertag Radio. We're there. Subscribe. Just spread the word and also post a review. It will help us out so much if you do that for GTR. All right, if you would like to be part of our fan mail discussion, here's how you could contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right. So, like I said, there was a lot of conversations during this private event that was only digitally, of course, pre-recorded, and it's called "What's Next for Gaming" at Microsoft. So, it's a great conversation, and one of the things I'm going to bring up here is this is everything that I got also from watching this digital event. Xbox Game Pass is changing the way we discover, connect, and play. Now, here's some interesting facts here. Xbox Game Pass members play 30% more genres and play 40% more games, and more than 90% of members said they played a game that will not have tried without Game Pass. And look, we talked about this so many times. I've discovered so many great games on Game Pass because it's there. It's available in the service. Let me try it out. download it. If I like it, continue playing it. If not, move on, right? So it's similar to other services, you know, especially when it comes to like TV series and movies. I've done it with Netflix, Disney Plus, Hulu, etc. So it's good to see this type of stats when it comes to Game Pass, because a lot of people that I know that have Game Pass, they told me straight up, Danny, I discovered this cool indie game that honestly, if it wasn't for Game Pass, I would have not tried it out. So it's good to see that. Also, another thing here, it says on an average across the Game Pass library, partners are see engagement go up by more than 8 times when they enter Game Pass. That is 100% true. If you think about it, Outriders that came out earlier this year, MLB The Show also came out earlier this year, and it was also available on Game Pass. There's so many games that the engagement has been incredible because of Game Pass, you know, especially smaller games, double A games. You know, I would like to see a game like, for example, Biomutant. That I think will be something great for Game Pass, because probably people don't want to spend $60, but if it's available for the service, they'll try it out, right? So, yeah, so let's continue with more stats here and from the team. Whether it's purchasing games inside or outside of what's available in the library, or purchasing additional content for the games, they like members spend 50% more than non-members. That is true. That's another thing. People that have tried out these games love it so much. Once it goes away from the service, or maybe they just want to buy it and just have it for from themselves, or they want to support the studio or the publisher that released this game, people will buy this. You know, I've done this many times. Like, for example, Streets of Rage 4 came on Game Pass, right? I have it because through the service. But I also purchased it again on another platform. You know what I'm saying? So because I just want to support the developers, you know. So I'm not the only one. There's probably so many people that's doing the same exact thing, not only with Streets of Rage, but other games too. All right. Xbox Game Pass has become a true discovery engine and a platform for connection and community, and is driving game sales like crazy, right? New insights were shared today during the video briefing. And it says, since we started our partnership with EA Play and Game Pass Ultimate, our players have been engaging with EA subscription service in a significant way compared to before the integration. EA Play has seen a record usage on Microsoft platforms, driving hours played on these platforms up by more than 200%. That is insane. That is crazy. Really, really good to see this, man. As a result, EA's incredible portfolio of games has reached and gained millions of new fans on the Xbox platform. Now, we're going to talk about Knockout City. That game is also from EA, and it's also available on Xbox Game Pass. That game is phenomenal. I go every single time. There's people playing this game nonstop. Process crossplay, and is available for PC and other consoles, and also for Xbox. And I'm having a great, great time with this, man. But there's people that, because they have Xbox Game Pass, they're trying this out for the first time, and they're having a blast. So, yes, I can see why the stats of this is incredible. You know, it's going up. Plus, there's people that love FIFA. They love other games from EA. Also, smaller games that came out, or they want to go back to the old school days from like Xbox 360, everything is available there through EA Play, and they still going to be adding more content in the future. Plus, it's available for PC and console, which is really, really cool. Another one, the new Square Enix game, Outriders, is in Game Pass and was also the number one selling digital game on Xbox during its launch week, and a top 10 selling digital game on Xbox in the month of April. Game Pass has helped introduce millions of players to the game. And I mentioned it a couple minutes ago about Outriders. Game Pass helped that game so much to not only introduce new players, but the engagement of just people trying it out because it's available to the service. Another thing, this is another one right here. This is really cool, and I also mentioned this. During launch week, MLB The Show 21 was the biggest sports game of the past year on Xbox and the second biggest sports game of all time on Xbox Game Pass. Of all time on Xbox. I apologize. Game Pass added millions of new fans and grew Major League Baseball's player base significantly. MLB The Show 21 was also the number one selling paid game on Xbox for the month of April. The more stats that we're going to see this from Xbox, I think this is going to help get more of the third-party companies, third-party publishers, studios to think about like what the benefits of releasing games, their games on Xbox Game Pass, not only just through the stores and retails. I think this is a great way to make another different way to get some income by the consumers. So, for example, having Destiny for free, people could also buy cosmetics if they want, you know, things like that. The engagement is going to go up. Again, if you like the game, you're going to support it in different ways. You don't have to buy cosmetics to support it. But again, Outriders, MLB The Show, everything from EA Play, of it, but as part of Game Pass Ultimate, this is a perfect example of what I said, that this is going to boost the engagement. This is going to boost the amount of people playing and getting into the service. Again, there's people that are probably not going to buy a game, or they're not going to buy a console, but they have xCloud, for example. They're going to try these games out, you know, so the service is going to get better and better. And I'm glad to see these stats, because it's going to help Xbox get now more partners to release their games on Game Pass, you know, and also have it available on retail, because that's the thing. You don't have to be part of the service. It's not one of those like, it's mandatory, it is optional. So if you don't like the service, you could actually buy the game and still you're supporting your favorite developer, your favorite publisher and studio, right? So I think this is awesome, and very, very exciting to see this. When I watched the video, the briefing from Phil and Satya and everybody, it was good. Like, they really want to talk about this. Because look, Sunday is going to be about the games. This is more about the services, the things that they're planning to do in the future, and how that's going to help to introduce more new people to be part of the Xbox ecosystem. So this is phenomenal. Really, really cool.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, GTR listeners, we're going to continue with the show. But first, I know we're going to talk a lot about E3 and Microsoft announcements and everything. But first, we have to talk about Shaq Eyegear. Shaq Eyegear, guys. I've been rocking these for over 2 months. Paris has also been doing the same thing. And even Pete has his own glasses, right? Look, I'm actually holding two right now. I have the blue black glasses, and I also have the clear with red, and I love them both. I use this a lot, not only for gaming, but I'm also, you know me, I'm always rocking my nice gear when I go out, and I'm always using this, man. So it looks really, really good. And the thing that I like about this is comfortable. I could wear it for hours, and I even streamed Phantasy Star Online 2 New Genesis, which comes out very soon. I was streaming that for like 4 or 5 hours on Twitch, and I had these glasses on, and it was super comfortable, and I felt super comfortable playing the game and no issues at all. All right. Now, this is your opportunity right now, GTR listeners, to take advantage of our exclusive discount promo code, where you get 10% off from your order. So you got to take advantage of this right now. Go to shaqeyegear.com and put promo code GTR, and you will get 10% off. You're not going to find this anywhere else. GTR is the only gaming podcast that has this code. So once again, shaqeyegear.com, promo code GTR, and you'll get 10% off your order. We'd like to say thank you to Shaq Eyegear for supporting Gamer Tag Radio.
This is Gamer Tag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
Now let's go to the next section. This is a very important one too, because this is about Xbox and Xbox Game Pass are coming to more screens, more devices, and so on. So Xbox is working with a global TV manufacturers to release Xbox experience directly into the internet-connected televisions with no extra hardware required except a controller. I know we heard about this years ago with the partnership with Xbox and Samsung, and it's been kind of quiet. We haven't really been hearing anything about that, but it's good that we're hearing finally from Xbox about this, because, again, there's people that just don't want to play the games on mobile. Why not have it on a big screen, man, without having the console, right? So that's really, really good. Also, Xbox is exploring new subscription offerings for Xbox Game Pass so more players around the world can experience the most immerse and fun games across devices, geographies, and financial realities. So I have to mention this because I've been seeing tweets here and there from people that live in Dominican Republic. And look, I bet you it's the same thing with Latin America. Not everybody has a way to try out xCloud. They have to do the VPN and this and this and that just to get access to this, to xCloud. And I would love to see Xbox giving that support and also access to those smaller countries that don't have access, you know, beyond the big countries like Brazil and Mexico, etc. We need to see countries like Jamaica, Haiti, Dominican Republic, you know, places like that to also let them get access to this too, man, because I think that's very, very important. Another thing, Xbox is working with telecommunications providers on new purchasing models like Xbox All Access, which allows consumers to buy both a console and Game Pass for a low monthly price rather than spending money up front. I know Xbox All Access was like this big thing that launched last year. I don't know how many people that listen to the show that actually are doing this instead of buying the console all the way, instead doing a subscription model where they're paying a low monthly fee for a certain amount of years. I think it's like 2 years, similar to when you buy a phone. I think this is a great way for low income families that just don't have the money to pay $400-$500. This will be an easier way for them to sign up and get an opportunity to get a console, man. So I think this is really, really cool to see. And this is worldwide. It's not only just in the United States. So that's really, really good. Xbox is building its own streaming devices for cloud gaming to reach gamers on any TV without the need for a console at all. Again, I like this a lot, but I also want for Xbox to have this service available everywhere, not only in the States or in the big countries. So I'm glad this is happening, but I want to see more. Where else are we going to see xCloud and Xbox Game Pass, etc.? So slowly it's going to happen. I know that, but I need to bring that up because I think it's very, very important. We want more gamers to be introduced to gaming, Xbox, everything, you know, so very, very important. All right, so here's another one. Cloud gaming through Xbox Game Pass Ultimate will launch in Australia, Brazil, Mexico, and Japan later this year, which is really, really good. Again, I mentioned this a couple minutes ago about that. We want to see more countries to get this, man. So slowly it's going to get there. In the next few weeks, cloud gaming on browser will open to all Xbox Game Pass Ultimate members. All right. So doesn't matter if you're using Edge, Chrome, Safari, all this is going to get support, and players will be a click away from just gaming on almost any device. Now, when this came out, when xCloud came out now for iOS, and also for PC. I was just experimenting to see what was going to work or not. I actually connected my my controller wirelessly to my MacBook laptop, and I managed to play a couple games through my laptop without using the PC laptop. So that is super cool to see that they're getting more support. And remember, this was not 100% like available. This was just like only through Chrome and Edge. But now hearing this, that Safari also going to get support. Now I have another way to play these games, not only on my PC and mobile, but also I could use that on my laptop, my MacBook laptop. So really, really cool to hear about this, man. So if you guys are listening to this and you have a MacBook Pro, let me know. Are you planning to try out Xbox, Game Pass, S Cloud through your laptop? Please let me know, because I think that's really, really cool to hear. All right. This is another thing. So he says, we're in the final stages of updating our Microsoft data centers around the world with our latest generation of hardware, the Xbox Series X. Very, very important about that. I'm going to talk about it in a few seconds here. This means gamers will see faster load times, improved frame rates, and experiences through Xbox Series X and S optimized games. Now, I have to bring this up. When I play a game, for example, of MLB The Show through xCloud, you could tell the difference, man. It's a little bit slow. It's slow. I'm not going to front. I love playing it and everything, but just the loading times is a little slow. I think this is going to help the xCloud and just the experience to go a lot faster. So I think that's awesome. Also here it says, later this year, we'll add cloud gaming directly into the Xbox app on PC and then integrate it into our console experience to light up the scenarios like try before you download. Really, really cool to hear. Again, this is a lot of new information from Xbox, and this is all from the briefing. Thank you so much to Microsoft for inviting me. I had a great time watching it. It was like an hour long. And again, it was great hearing from Phil, Satya Nadella, and Sarah Bond, Matt Booty, the whole team. It was really, really cool to hear this, man. So, all right. So again, this is from Matt Booty. This is his conversation of things that we're going to get to see when it comes to their 23 studios worldwide that's also right now creating games for Xbox. All right. Their goal is to release at least one new game, first party game, into Game Pass every quarter. That's a lot of games. It's a lot of games throughout the year. So that's really good. And this is more of when it comes to like first party games, exclusive games. All right. So role-playing games, shooters, strategy titles, adventure games, and more are being built by our first party teams to ensure that there is a steady stream of compelling exclusive content to explore. Again, if you're going to be releasing games throughout the year, and you have 23 studios. And remember, a lot of these studios are going to be working on not only AAA games, but also AA games, and maybe smaller indie games too. We need to see this type of content and this type of release on Game Pass, because if you go right now, I could go to Netflix any other day. Every Friday, there's a new movie throughout the whole year. There's always a new TV series. There's always a new show. There's always something, you know. So, and it's only exclusive for Netflix. So we need to see something like this again from Microsoft. We've been talking about it for a while now. This is another way to just keep it coming. Release those content that's going to make us just want to stay and keep using Game Pass. We can't just depend on third-party games and indie games, but it's all about first party content, man. That's the reason why people are going to buy consoles. That's the reason why people are going to subscribe to Xbox Game Pass, because of that. So this announcement that at least one brand new game that's going to be part of Game Pass every quarter, I think that's dope. Really, really dope. All right. Another thing is here, it says, our independent developer program ID at Xbox has earned developers over $2 billion since the program started, with over 2,000 titles launched and many more on the way. This model is now being used for ID at Azure, allowing independent devs to build cloud-based experiences. These programs bring new voices from diverse diverse backgrounds into the world of game development. That's really, really cool to hear. And honestly, man, the program has been amazing. You know, I've seen games behind closed doors at E3 that was part of ID at Xbox. And, you know, I got to check out Tunic, which I'm still waiting for that game. I checked out Ori and a bunch of other great independent games available there, man. So we need to see more. This is really cool. Like, overall, I just had a great time watching this. It was, like, again, about 60 minutes long. Great conversation overall about the future of Xbox. And this is good to release this just so people could at least know what's happening when it comes to, like, the services. Like, it's good that this is separate than the actual announcement is happening on Sunday, because we need to know more about the services and the hardware and their plans for the future. Give us a layout of what's things to come in the future, and this is a great way to do it, man. So I'm very, very happy to see this. Sunday is going to be an important day, because that's when we're going to get to hear a lot about the new games. And I forgot to mention this at the end of that video, they also show Flight Simulator, the Xbox Series X and S version, which we haven't really been hearing anything about since last year. I know it came out for PC and has been getting great reviews, awards, and everything. So they show the trailer for this one, for the consoles, and man, it looks really beautiful, man. Especially the Series X. Oof. I need to see more of, like, how it plays for Series S, but man, either way, both versions looks amazing. It looks dope. There was no date announced or anything like that. I hope it's very soon. I think the perfect time to release this, in my opinion, is just now during the summer. Also have it available on Game Pass for console, maybe S Cloud. We'll see. But yeah, this is really, really cool, man. So for those who are watching and listening, please let me know your thoughts about all this. This is just extra content I'm going to be releasing throughout E3. I have more surprises coming up. A lot of big things. Interviews. Also, I'm going to be co-streaming all the E3 content all weekend long. I'm going to start Thursday, and we're going to start with Summer Game Fest. After that, there's going to be a digital showcase from, like, Ubisoft, Capcom, and much, much more. So I'm going to be doing this all weekend long. So make sure to go to twitch.tv/GamerTagRadio if you would like to check it out, and make sure to follow us through there. And once the stream is live, now this is a great way for you to check out. And if you miss it, there will be a recorded version there, a VOD version, which you could go and just watch it there, man. So, but I'm also going to be releasing podcast episodes throughout the weekend, and also a big one for Monday, which is going to more be about like my thoughts of just Xbox briefing and the digital showcase that happened that's going to be happening on Sunday. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. I know Monday, Capcom is going to have also a digital showcase too. I just can't remember the exact time, but it's all over the web, the schedule. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be a lot of fun. All right. So head over to GamerTagRadio.com, post your comments and feedback, and listen to our past episodes. You go over there and just listen to the content. Make sure to support. The more you do that, the more it's going to help us out big time. And also post your review. Again, let me repeat this. Post your review on Apple Podcasts. That is going to help us get discovered more, because once there's more, more engagement by just people subscribing or just posting a review, is going to boost our page on Apple Podcasts. And when people use the app through their laptops or just mobile device, they're going to see us on top of the charts. So the more support we get from you guys is going to help us out so much. So yeah, please, post a review is going to help us out so, so much. All right. Another thing too. I know that there's people that have been sending me questions for fan mail, but please continue to send me questions. I'm going to be using that also for a future episode of GTR. So we need your support.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, before we continue with this episode of Gamertag Radio, let's talk about our sponsor, Strong VPN. So what is Strong VPN? Strong VPN is a virtual private network, hence VPN in the name. VPNs help you safely browse the internet, whether you're watching a Twitch stream like ours, gaming, or spending way too much time on social media. With Strong VPN, your connection is encrypted. That's important because it means that no one else can spy on what you are doing. You can use Strong VPN on your computer, tablet, phone. You could even install it on your router to protect every device in your household. And the best news, Strong VPN uses the latest generation VPN technology called WireGuard, which means it doesn't slow down your connections like other VPNs. But for the listeners of this show, GTR, this is all for you guys. Strong VPN is offering an incredible 65% off, just $3.50 for the first month or $27.99 for the whole year. This offer is phenomenal. So take advantage of this, GTR listeners. Here's everything you get with Strong VPN. Apps for iOS, Android, Mac OS, Windows, and more. Access to 950 plus VPN servers, none of which you log your information. More than 59,000 anonymous IP addresses protecting your personal privacy. So GTR, this is all for you right now. Go to strongvpn.com/GTR and claim your 65% savings. They have plans starting at just $3.50 or $27.99 a year. Get started with this limited time offer and save 65% off monthly and annual subscriptions. Visit strongvpn.com/GTR. Once again, that's strongvpn.com/GTR to save 65%.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
All right. And I'm going to wrap it up here, guys. Thank you so much for sending us questions, for listening to the show. We're going to have more content throughout the week during E3. And I can't wait to talk more about this. I mean, it's going to be a very, very exciting time. Look, it's an exciting time just to be a gamer. So many options. Look, we just posted a video right now about Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart that just is coming out later this week. But we posted the review, and man, we're excited. That game is phenomenal. I've been playing now for like 2 weeks, and the game is really, really cool. So if you have a PS5, make sure to support that. Insomniac is one of my favorite developers out right now. Again, a lot of us, we all agreed, Paris and Tony from The Royal Show and I, we all agreed that as of right now, that's the game of the year. That there's no other game that I can think of that's that level of good, like Ratchet & Clank. So, woof. But for those who are listening, are you planning to buy this? Let us know through Discord. That's discord.gg/GTR. And also let us know your thoughts about the review and so on. All right. Again, I want to mention this very quick because this is very important. My class, actually, my second session is happening. I know you heard it in the intro of this podcast, but I want to repeat this again. Podcasting 101, Building Your Community, is my second session that's happening exclusively on Bright on Tuesday, June 22nd at 5:30 Pacific time. That's 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. Go right now. Under the description of this episode, I'm going to have the link there where you could purchase, reserve your spot. There's only a certain amount of tickets I can have available to the public. So the sooner you do this, the chances of you also attending. Look, last session I had was incredible. The room was completely full. And it was a great conversation overall, just about podcasting. So I know a lot of our listeners are always asking me questions about how it is promoting this to listeners, how we could get new listeners, the engagement, all that stuff. I'm going to be talking about it here in this session. Plus, you could also join and ask questions during the session, and I will bring you up on stage and we can engage, talk about it, and I'll give you some tips so you could also become a better podcaster. So one more time, go to brightlive.com and just look me up, Danny Pena, or to make it easy, all the information is under the description of this episode. Just click the link. It will take you to the website. Reserve your ticket now, because it's only a certain amount of tickets available to the public, all right? That's Tuesday, June 22nd at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. Podcasting 101, building your community. And I hope to see you there. Everyone, thank you for listening to GTR. Again, I'll be on again later this week. I have more stuff coming up. So stay tuned. I can't wait for E3. Until next time, bro. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.